Whoever asks, what is heaven? Is it another dimension, a paradise? Does it really even exist? We're all going to pass from this earth, and knowing what comes next can end the fear of death and bring you peace. Our goal here at Hello Heaven is to answer these questions and many more considering the afterlife. Welcome to our podcast, Hello Heaven.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our podcast, Hello Heaven. I'm Barry Strom, your host. We come to you as a live stream each Friday at 6 p.m. Pacific time. Our goal is to bring you the truth about the afterlife and explain the many paths to heaven.
And I'm Connie Strom, your co-host. Tonight, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to bring you a guest that will discuss the world of witches. Marla Brooks is a good friend of ours, and Barry has been on her show many stirring the cauldron many times. Witches get a bum rap, and I think you'll be very surprised to hear what Marla has to say. Last week, we had a unique and enlightening show. One of our listeners had very in-depth questions about classic religious teachings. Some of the answers were very different from what you expect, and I think this was one of our most interesting shows. If there are subjects in classic religious teachings that bother you and you have trouble believing, many of the answers just might be on this show. We currently have over 600 videos on our YouTube channel. It's in the name of Barry Strom, and you can view our past shows as we bring you all aspects of the paranormal and supernatural. All of the Hello Heaven shows are available at helloheaven.podbean.com as well. You can download the show or just listen to it at the Podbean site. On Hello Heaven, we're using pre-recorded videos where our listeners can ask questions of spirits or tell a supernatural event that took place in their lives, or, as you will hear tonight, speak of unique knowledge concerning a little-known pathway to heaven. If you have a special event in your life, let us know and we'll let you share it with our listeners. Keep in mind that we do not want to do personal channeling in these calls unless it ties into some supernatural event that will be of interest to all of our listeners.
Okay, now today we're going to be speaking of subjects that are contrary to some of the teachings of organized religions and beliefs of many. For that reason, we're going to do a very short disclaimer. The opinions or answers of our guests or channeled spirits do not reflect the opinions or words of our hosts on the show. We're always looking for interesting guests. If you'd like to appear on the program, send an email to onestrom@gmail.com. That's onestrom@gmail.com. Tell us about your experiences or the topic of your questions, or even with whom you'd like to channel. I'll get back to you with the time to make the recording if I think your request is of interest to our listeners. We do Hello Heaven as a live stream on YouTube Live, as well as on my personal Facebook page and in our Facebook groups. Our most active Facebook group is Words of God Then and Now. And we're always looking for new members. All our live videos are always broadcast on that particular site. We then post our audios of the broadcast where you can download them or listen to the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Alexa, and most any other platform you can think of. Now, as Connie just mentioned, tonight we're honored to have our good friend Marla Brooks join us and tell us about the world of witches. So Marla is waiting, and you will not have to wait much longer. Okay, everyone, we're going to now start our interview with our good friend Marla Brooks. I know that you're going to enjoy this one, so everybody sit tight, and here comes Marla.
Wow, like magic.
Like magic, isn't it?
Welcome, Marla.
It's a spell, Marla. It's a spell.
Ooh, you've been hanging around with me too long.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Well, it's been quite a while, actually. You're the one that got me into all this, you know.
Well, kind of, yeah.
When I decided I wanted to do a radio show, I asked Marla, and now look what's happening. I can't get out of it now.
More and more and more, yeah. Addictive, huh?
Uh-huh.
Kind of, yeah.
Marla, your radio show's Stirring the Cauldron. I've been on it quite a few times, always enjoyed it. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the show and how long you've been doing it?
Almost forever, it seems. somewhere around 14 or 15 years. And it's pretty much metaphysical stuff. You know, we're doing all kinds of things. We're doing witchcraft. We're doing UFOs. We're doing ghosty things. I mean, you name it, and we're doing it. And, you know, it's good.
It's a fun show. Enjoy it.
And then we have channelers. Yes.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Yeah. Marla, could you explain to our listeners just what a witch is?
Oh, my goodness. That's hard to explain. Simply put, it's like a religion, in a sense, of nature, being open to things, you know, like very green stuff, giving all living animals and anything that's alive, you know, we respect that. We respect the earth. You know, people think we just kind of get on brooms and have warts. Now, see, I don't have any.
No.
And my complexion is not green. We don't eat babies or anything like that. I mean, it's
very comforting. Very comforting.
Yeah. The media just kind of went, okay, well, it's fun. Let's do witches. Yeah. Black hats. And I mean, okay, maybe I have a black hat, but you know, we're human. And it's just a very pleasant, comfortable place to be. You know, we don't have, there's no bigotry there. We embrace everybody for their beliefs. You know, we don't have to believe it, but we respect theirs. So, yeah, we get a bad rap, usually.
Yes. That's why we wanted you on the show today.
Yeah, well, I don't have any horns either, so okay.
Life is good. Life is good.
Uh-huh.
So what's witchcraft?
Witchcraft is doing spells. It's making potions. It's all kinds of things that, like, you know, you would think that's true, but not necessarily for, you know, bad things. I mean, all right, everybody or every group has a good side and a bad side. So I'm not saying that there aren't witches that do black magic and do things for harm. You can't help it. But the majority of us are just, you know, regular people. We take out trash and we do our thing. And spell work, I was taught not to do spells until you try it the normal way, you know, the mundane way. When all else fails, do a spell, create a spell.
What is a spell?
It's kind of like a prayer. We're asking for something. But usually when you're asking, when you're praying, you're praying to your gods, right, to help you. What we do is praying to whoever we, you know, some people go to God, some people go all over the place, but we're not asking for them to do it for us. When we're doing that, we're asking them to give us the ability and the know-how of fixing the problem or whatever it is. So it's a little bit different, but it really is like a prayer, basically. You know, you're talking to somebody and needing some help. Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah. In a nutshell, that's what it is.
Yeah. Do spells really work?
Yeah, they do.
It's just like praying works, because it is a prayer.
Yeah, see, yeah. I mean, you have to have it once validated that you've done it and it worked, and then, you know, that's when you really start to believe. I mean, you have to believe to begin with in any religion and stuff, but you know, you try it out when you're a kid and let me see if I can try this and do that, and all of a sudden you find out it worked and it's like, whoa. You know, it gives you that extra boost that it's, yeah, it's kind of manifestation, it's kind of visualization, you know.
What's an example of one of your spells that you think worked to the best that you've ever done?
That's interesting. I mean, some are simple.
I just thought of it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's like there's several things that I've done. And one, I'm going to be honest with you. I did a spell. You freeze somebody. because if somebody is not trying to attack you or something. And it's really simple. You get a piece of paper, you write their name on the piece of paper, you put it in a glass of water, and you put it in the freezer. And that kind of freezes them from saying or doing whatever harm that they're going to do. And I was really young then, and that's called a banishing spell. You know, it's like, get away from me, because this person wanted me dead for some reason. You know, you're younger and there's men involved and, you know, one of those stupid things. So I put her in the freezer. And I just forgot she was there, you know, and I didn't hear it anymore. You know, she wasn't around me. And I thought, okay, that's great. And she was a friend. We had a mutual friend. And my mutual friend, about 6 or 8 months later, ran into her in the grocery store. And she came back and she told me, she says, you know, I ran into this woman. And she looked like hell. She looked terrible. And she said, you know, what she said to me was, it's like somebody put a spell on me.
Oh, my.
And I heard that and I thought, oh, geez. I mean, it worked. But I didn't mean for her to, you know, get whatever. I think she had diabetes or something. So she wasn't doing as well as she should have. And I went in there and I defrosted her right away. You know, even though she said, you know, I want you dead, you know, blah, blah. But so that was really an eye opener.
Really?
You can't just say, I'm going to do a spell on somebody. You have to think about the repercussions that could be. And that was my wake up call.
Obviously, if she was she wearing a heavy coat in Southern California? Was that part of it since she was in the fridge?
I don't know if she felt that way or not, but yeah, it worked. So yeah, spells do work. And now, you know, basically we do it for the good.
Can anybody be a witch?
Anybody can call themselves being a witch. Like you can call themselves a channeler or a ghost hunter. Hmm. But a lot of people just say, okay, I'm a witch. But you have to learn, you have to study, you have to go back into history. You know, where did they come from? What is a witch? Blah, blah, blah. You can't, I mean, yeah, you can say, okay, I'm a witch because I can make a spell, because anybody can make a spell. I can give you one. You could make it. Does that make you a witch? No.
Maybe.
Well, it could be if you want it to be. But, you know, we have a history. It goes back into the burning times and, you know, early 13th century, all over the place. So we need to learn the history. You know, I mean, yeah, you can be a witch and not know it, but I think to be really a witch, you have to study and learn who you were, where you came from. We really revere the ancestors, so much so.
Yeah.
You know, and that's important. You have to know those things. You want to do things like they did. You want to understand where they came from and how they came from.
How long have witches existed?
Since probably humanity started. Maybe they didn't call them a witch, but, you know, everybody before Christianity was called a pagan because there wasn't any other kind of thing. You know, they lived off the land. They made their own medicines, you know, those kinds of things. Then Christianity came in and, you know, they tried to convert us or them, and some went and some didn't. And the ones that didn't probably had to go, you know, cloaked invisibly because, you know, they scared the hell out of them. You know, well, if you don't come with us, the devil's going to get you, you know, and they never thought of a devil. I mean, witchcraft and stuff, we believe there's always good and there's bad, but we don't put a name on the bad. So, you know, people just kind of went into hiding, and then was the burning times in Europe where, you know, hundreds and hundreds of supposed witches were burned at the stake. And then, of course, in Salem, we only had 19 people killed, but that's terrible. They hung them. They didn't burn them. So, you know, throughout history, in the Bible, oh, my God, no, you know, I don't know the Bible very well. this is bad for me. But who was it that it was a king who went to see the witch to find out about a war that was going on and what was going to happen the next day? So he went to, well, it was a soothsayer, and I can't remember what king it was, I'm sorry. And she told him, you're not going to make it, you know, you're going to lose. And the next day he did lose in the battle. So, I mean, that's how far in the back. It's in the Bible, and it goes even before that, long time ago. People get scared. You know, you say, if you want to make somebody really upset, you say, you know what? Your ancestors were pagan. That's all you had to say. People will blow up, but it's just because, you know, it took until Christianity to come in to really make a religion that people recognized. Otherwise, everybody was just doing their thing. They kind of knew what to do.
Are there different types of witches?
There's many, many types of witches. There's as many types of witches as there are witches. You can make the list, but you know, there's not a book saying, here, this is the witch book. This is who you are.
There's no handbook.
No handbook. So, you know, we all do our own thing. You know, we follow certain rules, basically. But again, there are the bad witches. There are the good witches. You can't label. I mean, somebody said, well, what kind of a witch are you? And I'm like, that's a good question. And there is such a thing as an eclectic witch, which means you take the best from what you see from other witches, you know, what they're doing. And I think that's the easiest way. But I don't like labels, you know, because you just, people go to, they think about that and they know what they think a label means. And it doesn't always mean that way. It's how they interpreted it. So, yeah, there's no number. There isn't a number that high in this world.
Is Wicca different than witchcraft?
Well, witchcraft, witchcraft is doing spells and doing things. Wicca is a religion, an earth-based religion, and they do spells and everything too. The craft is doing something about it. The name of witch is an umbrella term. So Wicca is known as the fluffy bunny witches, because they're all light and happy and everything, and they never do anything wrong. But you know, I took a lot of stuff from Wicca, you know, the good stuff. But here's the thing. We're all human beings, and we all have a line that we try not to cross. And that is, when you think about it, suppose a mother and child are walking down the street and somebody grabs their child. Wiccans can't just say that, oh, I'm loving life, give me back my child. She's going to go out and try to kick the heck out of that person and get her kid back. You know, so you can't say that you're perfect all the time and you don't cross the line, because we're all human and there is a line that we have to cross. If somebody that we're in love with is getting hurt or whatever, we're going to go after it. But they won't, I mean, you know, so I've said that to some people and they go, no, they never hurt anybody. Okay.
In Wicca, do you worship multiple gods?
You can. See, this is a good thing about it. Yes, there's the gods and the goddesses, but we don't all do that. You know, I have people, some of my best friends are Jewish witches, Catholic witches. It's you know, sometimes the church doesn't care about that so much, but you can pray to whoever you want to pray. You know, I think I told you this one time, but somebody said that I was going to hell. And he was very serious. And he says, oh my God, you know, I love you and I don't want you to go to hell. And I said, well, I'm not going to hell. And he says, well, yeah, you are, you're a witch. And I said, who do you think I pray to every night? And he said, well, I don't know, you know, one of those goddesses or goddesses. I said, you know, I believe in them, because the goddesses are more like the Christian saints for us. And I said, so who do you think I pray for at night, with at night? And he goes, well, I don't know. And I said, I pray to Jesus. I pray to God. I pray to the God, the mother. I said, that's what I do. That's who I think, you know, it's a mixture of things. You know, I believe that Jesus was a person, you know, and what everybody knows what he did and is still doing. You know, I believe I call upon him. I call upon the Blessed Mother sometimes. You know, I talk to God. I talk to the universe. It's not. And like I said before, we embrace everybody that and respect everybody's religion and what they do.
Yeah. Well, so then how did witchcraft get such an evil context?
There was a pope years ago who decided that there were witches, and then he decided they were all bad. So he got a couple of people to go out, and he wrote a book on how to kill a witch, how to identify a witch and how to kill a witch. So for instance, they would take somebody and they would put them in jail, and you know, it was like a barn or something, and they would see a spider walking across the barn, and they'd say, you are a witch, this is your familiar. That's, you know, I mean, that kind of stupidity. And then, okay, we're going to hang you, or we're going to burn you, because that spider is, you know, a bad thing. It's yours. It's coming from you. So yeah, it's just really crazy about how that works, you know? So that's where the burning time came from, is everybody got that booklet on how to recognize a witch. So if you were on the farm and your next door neighbor's cow got sick, they'd blame it on the witch. And then they'd go burn the witch, kind of thing. So it started and I think it was, oh God, I can't
remember. Was it Pope Gregory by any chance?
I think Gregory, or there was a last name. Mm. Like infant something.
But I know Gregory left his mark on many things.
Yeah.
Sounds like something he would have done.
Yeah, no, and I'm sorry, my mind is not remembering who it was or when it was, but it was, you know, that was the start of giving the witches a bad name. When Christianity first came in to start to get people that, you know, come on, be with us, you're in the bad, go away, don't do it. You know, they scared us into it, and they told people that witches were bad. Because I don't blame them for trying to get people and recruiting them into their religion, you know. Mm-hmm. But in doing that, they made the pagans looking like they were the horrible people. And that's where it started. Because a lot of people did go over to Christianity, and, you know, that's fine. And the other ones had to hide because then they were going to, you know, get burned at the stake.
Good reason.
Yeah. It was tough.
Go ahead, finish.
I'm just going to say people still to this day don't admit to being witches because there is still a stigma attached to it.
Yeah. Are witches like psychics in that they're born with those abilities, or is it something that they choose?
Not all witches have that psychic thing. Some people, well, I think everybody, like you guys know, you know, we all have the ability, but when we're little and people say, well, no, there's no such thing as a ghost, you know, there's no such thing as whatever. And then we kind of lose it. But they say that witches are born, it can be in the bloodline. Like I had my great grandmother on my mother's side, she was a village witch in Russia. And they said, you know, I used to hear stories about, oh my God, you know, she used to take a stick and turn it into a snake or something. I don't know. But, you know, so maybe it does run in the bloodline. I always felt like I was a witch because I was a little kid. And instead of going to the library, when I started to read, I didn't pick up Dick and Jane. I picked up a book called The Littlest Witch.
Oh my.
And I kept reading it and reading it and reading it. They should have given it to me. I mean, I probably dog-eared that book. And so, you know, you just kind of know, but I didn't really think too much about it. I mean, I grew up in a house where people were very open about ghosts and afterlives and things like that, you know, so it wasn't, you know, it was kind of one thing fell into the other thing. My mother used to see dead people, she'd say. So, you know, I think when I was a teenager, oh my God, you know, I'm probably a witch. And then you do all those silly spells. Oh, I want a boyfriend and, you know, whatever. But then I got a little bit older and I said, you know what? I need to understand who I am, what a witch is or whatever. And I went back and started reading. And there's a lot of good literature out there. And it's not putting anybody else down, which people think that, you know, well, we just don't like religion, you know. No, we don't have a problem with organized religion at all. You know, what we have a problem with is bad people. Doesn't matter what their label is, you know. If you're bad, you're bad, and you're good, we embrace it all.
Are the bad ones usually satanic?
No, not at all. There's a big difference between devils and, you know, satanic things and witchcraft. Dark magic is different. I mean, they probably call on the gods that are, you know, what they're the bad ones. Well, they can't. Bad is in the eye of the beholder.
That's true.
Yeah, but I don't know. In witchcraft, they don't believe that there is a devil. And I don't think good or bad witches believe that. You know, there is, like, again, the good and the bad. So they don't call upon the devil. We don't dance with the devil. We don't, you know, let the devil go where he wants to go. You know, but it's, we don't really believe it. And a lot of people don't believe in hell either.
Yes, you know? We're among that one.
Yes. Yeah. God has told us there is no hell. There's a place where bad people go, where it's a place of nothingness.
Yeah.
And they can't exactly party. And they could spend thousands of years there, depending on how bad they were.
Yeah, well, you know, bad might have fun with bad, you know.
Yeah.
They can hurt each other and then... But yeah, so no, there's no Satan and stuff in witchcraft.
So there's people that say another witch puts the curse on them.
Mm-hmm.
How would that person be able to get rid of that curse?
Well, sometimes you would never know.
That's a troublesome part of this.
Yeah. You might never know. But usually, you know, as a person, you know, we put we live in a bubble, you know, a white light bubble. We always have protection. We try to do that and it bounces off. Now, if somebody wants to, well, if you know that somebody's sending you bad mojo or whatever you want to call it, there's easy things like a spell. I have a little mirror on my door. And there's a mirror spell that if you think somebody is harming you, you put it up in the window facing out the mirror. And it supposedly, when the magic comes, the bad stuff comes, it bounces off the mirror and goes back to the person that sent it.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's funny. I have a cousin-in-law. Well, he's an ex-cousin-in-law. And he's an elderly man, and he lives in Morocco. For all the, you know, I don't know. But anyway, he got a hold of me one time. And he said, you know, I'm not a witch. I don't know much about this. But there's this neighbor and she's ruining our lives. You know, we're fighting and infighting with each other and, you know, blah, blah, blah. What can I do? And he said, do you have something you can do? I said, no, I have something you can do. Get a mirror, you know, just a small mirror. And I said, do you know, where you, that stuff is coming from? Said, yeah, it's over there, you know, east of the house. I said, okay, put it in the east window. And when you put it in the window, you know, you can just say something like, if bad comes to me, go back to where it's sent, or, you know, sent whatever you want to say. So he put it up there. And I thought, you know, because he felt kind of silly doing it, but he thought, you know, I'm going to try. And it was about 3 weeks later, he called and he said, it worked. It settled down. We're all okay now again. And you know, some simple things like that. Is magical, and yeah, so it works for him.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
Do you consider tarot witchcraft?
No. Tarot is divination, like palm reading, like, anything else. No, it's not.
Well, you've published several sets of tarot cards.
Just one set. Yeah. Oracle deck. Yeah. But it's still the same thing.
How's it work? Tell us how it works.
Oh, God. that stuff's been going on for years and years. I mean, before they were using tarot cards, they were using playing cards and regular playing cards. And my grandmother on dad's side, she had a deck. I didn't know this woman was doing these stuff because they lived up in Washington State and I'm down here. And she used to come down and visit. And I knew she knew about ghosts and things like that. But after she passed away, they sent me just recently, actually, and that she passed away a long time. But my cousins went through her stuff and sent all kinds of stuff that she did. She did like automatic writing, and she's got pages and pages and pages of automatic writing. And they sent me her deck, her regular playing cards, but she wrote on them what they meant. And I don't know how she got those things. And they're dog-eared and they're terribly old. I mean, they're probably 70 years old, those cards. But it's part of divination. And we do stuff, but because sometimes, we go out checking. If we think that there's like ghosts in the house or something, if you feel it, sometimes you want to do something about it. But cards are not witchcraft. A lot of witches know how to do that, of course. But, gypsies aren't witches, but gypsies and all their cards and stuff. So, yeah, does that make sense?
Do you do tarot readings for people that they can get in touch with you and have readings done?
I do, yeah, here and there. There's one thing I really like to do. It's like a horoscope thing. It's a reading for a whole year coming up. And so I start, if you were to say, Barry, come on, I want it for this year, I'll start it from April to April. And so it's just kind of gives you a heads up of what's coming up. And if you don't like what you see, you have plenty of time to make it not happen. So yeah, it's kind of a neat thing.
And the obvious answer to this is probably Halloween, but do witches have holidays?
Yes, we have something called Samhain, and Halloween is it came from Samhain. Christmas came from Yule, and so we have there's eight holidays they call Sabbats in witchcraft. It's called the Wheel of the Year, and it was based on the seasons, a harvest and all that stuff. We're going back. So Samhain isn't trick-or-treating, it's not going around candy. Samhain is actually the pagan New Year. It's when it starts. And, there's rituals and stuff. It's kind of neat. It's not all boogity boogity. And, again, no devils there. It's the most, I can't think of the word, but it's when we honor the ancestors. That's, we go back in time, we remember them. We, burn candles and stuff. That's what Samhain's about, not about trick-or-treating and candy and costumes.
Cool.
So, yeah. There's a big difference. Yeah.
Do you practice any daily rituals?
I'm a bad witch. Not always. No. I don't. I know a lot of people do. And I do most of the time. I mean, but I don't, one of my friends gets up every morning and talks to her spirits in the house, and she'll do a little ritual to kind of cleanse everything and stuff, and I do a lot of that, but not I'm not on the time clock about that. But I think I do it when it's needed, when I feel it's needed.
You see pentagrams that are associated with witchcraft.
Mm-hmm.
What is a pentagram?
It's a five-starred, I'm choking myself to get up there, but it's a five-star thing. Uh-huh. And it represents the elements. And because everybody sees this, and you see it on TV, because there's a pentagram on the ground, and here comes the devil.
Yeah.
When I first was going to get a pentagram, I went to the shop, the occult shop, and I was looking around, you know, at the jewelry. And I said, you know, I don't know if I should be wearing one or not. And he said, you know, do you know the history of the pentagram? I said, no. And he says, well, you know, it's the four elements that each point is air, water, fire, whatever, and then spirit. So it's the five elements around that. But he said, if you go back into history, go back and learn about the Jewish temples. Way back when, they had pentagrams in their stained glass window. And they say it means no harm shall pass. So, you know, people don't know these things. That's like, you know, the witches I'm talking about. You need to find out about history and stuff. So I wear it. It's like I call it my St. Christopher, pagan St. Christopher, because, you know, just no harm shall follow. Okay, this is bad, but you know, I keep it inside, but every so often it comes out. And so I was in the store one time, and somebody in front of me, it was a long line, and I was just standing there, and they turned around to like say something to me, and then they went, and she, I just forgot to get something. I'll take my place. And she ran off, you know, they see it and they get scared. So that was kind of okay for me.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, but it's terrible. You know, I mean, we just can't get people to think that we're human beings and, you know, we're not out to kill anybody. We're not out to hurt anybody. We're just loving not loving everything, but we respect life and we don't do anything bad, except for the few that do, but that's on them. You know, karma can hit them.
Well, I kind of just think witches having the... just another path to heaven.
Well, yeah. Well, we call it the Summerland. A lot of people call it the Summerland.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
I never heard that term.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an umbrella term. You know, we talk about the gods. Well, every god has a different name. Allah, you know, whatever. I believe there's only one supreme being. You know, call it whatever you want, but there's only one in my mind.
Ours also.
Mm-hmm.
He just has different names for different religions.
Yeah.
Like Allah and God are one of the same spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you think witchcraft is getting more popular today in modern times? At least they don't have to worry about getting burned at the stake anymore.
Well, in some countries, they're still doing it, like Saudi Arabia, places like that. Yeah. It's more accepted, not maybe more popular. Like I said, true witches, we don't come out and say, hey, we're a witch. You know, I mean, a lot of people just think it's cool to be a witch or to be gothic or, you know, whatever. And they just, so it's out there, but it's not true, really. A lot of people just like to be called what they think they are, and they're not. So
very cool.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Yeah. Why don't you take a couple minutes, tell everybody out there how to get in touch with you, especially if they'd like to have a reading from you or whatever.
Yeah.
Go.
All right. Well, I'm easy to find with a Google search. I'm fine. Easy. But my website's probably the easiest place. It's marlabrooks.com. No witches, you know, in the title, and Stirring the Cauldron. You know, people can come in and listen to the show on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern, and we talk about all kinds of things. We have Connie and Barry a lot, doing channeling, and I think that was really good because what I put out on my show, I want people to learn. You know, it's just not, we're not doing things to kick our heels and whatever. And you, with your show, you brought out that people were doing channeling and how it worked. And, you know, because when we started, you were still using the board,
yes.
You know, back in the day when we had not so much gray hair.
And everybody said that was witchcraft.
Yeah, of course. Mm. So, yeah, you know, we've learned along the line. And, you know, if we talk about ghosts or we talk about witchcraft or we talk about channeling or UFOs or anything, I'm doing the show so people can learn if they want to learn. And starting this month, the last Thursday of every month, I'm turning my show into a masterclass. Mm-hmm. And I've got people to come in once a month. And, you know, I'll be there, you know, hello. Here you go, you know, run with it. And I think it's really important for people to learn, and there'll be all kinds of people. I mean, I've got a lot of people that teach and want to do this, and it's free. We're not charging anybody, you know, just come in and listen, come in the chat room. You can ask people. They're the teachers in the middle of, you know, like a regular class, somebody's going to raise their hand. And there'll also be a podcast on it, and I'm looking forward to it. So yeah, it's everything's on my website. That's probably the easiest place to go.
Well, you got stuff up on YouTube too. Also,
I do. I have. Thank you. I need you around sometimes. Yeah, the podcasts. When I do the live shows on Thursday, I podcast it, and it's on Stirring the Cauldron. Para X is the channel on the YouTube channel.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very interesting conversation today, young lady.
Well, I've picked your guys' brains enough, so I guess it's put me in the hot seat. It's about time, right?
That is correct.
Well, we're trying to cover a lot of different topics on this new show, Hello Heaven. So.
Yeah. So.
And
so people don't think that, you know, we are wicked and evil, because we're not.
No, and that's one of the messages I wanted to try to get out for everyone. Yeah. You're actually one of the better people that I know. So
thank you.
It's even though you do have a broomstick in the corner.
Yeah, I know. Ooh, did I hide it bad enough? Okay. I've got a pentagram and a broomstick in the corner. Nice. Yeah. I only fly when the weather's okay. Don't worry about
it. Well, that's good. That's good. You have radar on that thing? GPS?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Great. Yeah. Great. Marla, before this gets any more stupid, thank you so much for coming through today.
Yes, we really appreciate it. And we always enjoy spending time with you, Marla. So
thank you for asking me.
Okay.
God bless you.
Pleasure.
We'll talk later. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
So there you have it. That's our good witch. And I hope you enjoyed the interview. I know that we always enjoy talking to her.
Marla, thank you for a great interview. I'm sure many listeners are surprised by your answers. Witchcraft is simply another pathway to heaven. If you'd like to participate on a show, please send an email to onestrom@gmail.com and describe who you would like to channel and your questions. Barry will get back to you and set up a time to record. You'll need a decent camera and mic, since this is for YouTube Live. We're currently looking for people with near-death experiences.
Now, I've got to get in a little commercial for my books here. My 10th book, Modern Messages of the Archangels, is now available for purchase. The book can be bought in paperback, hardcover, ebook on Amazon, and we just brought it out as an audiobook as well. Signed copies are available on my website. It's barrystrom.com. Now, during the past several years, Connie and I have channeled 20 different archangels, and we bring you their messages in this single volume. I think it's a very interesting book. I'm a bit biased about it, but where else can you find somebody that has talked to 20 different archangels? The messages in this book can truly change your life for the better. All of the books are available on Amazon. The subject matter of the books cover everything from the spirits on the Battle of Gettysburg to the afterlife. I've written two books on aliens, which I'm sure you would find very interesting. Conspiracies, the Life of Jesus, and Messages of God. Check them out. I am very, very sure that they would affect your life for the better.
We'd like to thank you for listening to our podcast, Hello Heaven. I hope you enjoy the show and tell others about it. If you want to listen to the show live, join us on YouTube and Facebook Live in our Words of God, Then and Now group, or Barry's personal page at 6 p.m. Pacific time. The audio of our shows can be heard at helloheaven.podbean.com, on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Alexa, Spotify, iHeart, and all the major platforms. Please tell your friends about our shows. They're all meant to improve your life.
Well, I'd like to thank you for listening again tonight to Hello Heaven. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I sincerely hope that you tell your friends about it. Word of mouth is the absolute best way to reach other people, and we would like to reach as many people as we can. We believe our show is one of the most unique shows available, and I know that it's the best source of true information about heaven and what happens after you pass. So goodbye, and thank you for listening. We thank you for tuning in, and we hope that you will come back again next week. So we will see you in the very near future. Thank you for listening to Hello Heaven. Please join us Fridays at 6 p.m. Pacific time on YouTube and Facebook. You can hear us on multiple audio platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, Alexa, and other media platforms as well. If you'd like to appear on the show, send an email to onestrom@gmail.com and tell us your story. Have a great week. Tell your friends about our show. They'll thank you for it. Music is by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com.